listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A Perth man charged over the alleged indecent assault of an 11-year-old girl has been denied bail. The 46-year-old is facing three charges, including two counts of breaching a supervision order. Police allege the child was assaulted last Thursday at Reg Williams Reserve Park in Armidale. The state government has delivered a landmark plan to overhaul ambulance services. It's tabled its response to a recent review, giving support to all but two of 48 recommendations. Health Minister Amberjade Sanderson says they'll set up a new contract with St John's.
That'll give better transparency, clear indications around KPIs and governance arrangements within St John as well.
A teenager's been charged over a series of incidents early yesterday in Perth's north. That includes the alleged theft of a motorcycle, which was later involved in a fiery crash with a Toyota Kluger in Sorrento. Police say the 17-year-old will face a bedside court hearing. Visiting hours will be extended at all WA hospitals from Monday. Some COVID rules are set to be scaled back from next week when the system moves to a blue alert level. Olivia Newton-John is being remembered for her impact on the world following her death at the age of 73. Acting Prime Minister Richard Mull says she leaves a legacy not just entertainment.
Through her experience and her advocacy, she has advanced the cause of cancer research.
In sport, the AFL Tribunal will get underway shortly and it's set to hear two cases. West Coast midfielder Tim Kelly will appear first to challenge a one-match ban for a dangerous tackle in Sunday's loss to Adelaide, while Carlton skipper Patrick Cripps will fight a two-match suspension for rough conduct against Brisbane's Callum Archie. And another Josh Kennedy has retired from the AFL. The Sydney Premiership star is hanging up his boots after re-injuring his hamstring at the weekend.